Hi, I'm Avi Uniglick, your tech concierge. It's Welcome Wednesday, and I'd like to welcome you to the original anchor station providing tech talk tips and observations. I invite you to participate in the show. On Welcome Wednesdays, I do something special. If you are new to Anchor, call in. I'd like to introduce you to all of my friends. If you favorite my station, I'll call you and we'll do a 5-minute record with friends session so you can introduce yourself and let everyone know what you're doing. Remember, and this is for everyone, if you've got questions, I've got answers. Just call in, comment. I'm looking forward to hearing from you. Stay tuned. More Tech Talk tips coming up.
Avi, Bernie in Ireland with a quick question about comments. Let's say you have the page icon which suggests there is a comment in your flow. But when you tap into the comments section, the comment doesn't appear. When you play the clip, the comment doesn't appear either. Does that mean the comment was deleted by myself or by someone else? Potentially the person who left the comment? This happened to me now several times, I'm just wondering. Thanks, Avi.
This is your Tech Talk tip for November 1st, 2017. It's the first day of November. Wednesday, and it's Welcome Wednesday. What a great combination. Bernie, you sparked a great question, and that is my Tech Talk tip of the day. Yes, indeed, Bernie, you discovered something of a conundrum, right? I just tested it on your call-in. I put in a comment. When I put the comment in, it doesn't immediately change the context of the icon. So what I did was I swiped off of Anchor completely, loaded Anchor again, and then went back to your call-in. And lo and behold, the icon had changed to the icon that represents when comments are made. Anyone that enters a comment, including the broadcaster, will affect the change. If you haven't noticed this, when you see two layers of like a note on a particular segment, that means someone has entered a comment, either the broadcaster or the listener. So you can go in, normally tap on that, and you will find a comment. Well, this is the odd thing that happens. If the comment is deleted by the broadcaster or by the person leaving it, and it was the only comment in the particular segment, it will disappear. There will be no comment there, but it doesn't change the icon back to a single icon. It keeps the complexion of the icon to a double. So if you ever tap on one and you're missing what was on there, there's no comments, it means whatever comment was left got deleted. Bernie, great observation, and you discovered something new. And not necessarily earth-shattering, but it certainly does mean that the comment had been deleted and there are no comments. If there's no comments there, they got deleted. Now, of course, if there are more than one comment and someone deletes one, you wouldn't notice, right? But if that's the only comment left and it gets deleted, the icon changes, you can't open it up. Good observation for this November 1st, Bernie. Thanks for calling in. And make sure that you welcome someone today for Welcome Wednesday. Have a great one.
Hey, Avi, two things that might interest your loquacious listeners. First thing is, if you turn off auto-update on your Android device, you may be able to keep the capability of recording for longer than 5-minute segments. It does require you to stop and pause what you're uploading before you hit the 5-minute mark, and then to continue talking and stop and pause before you hit the next 5-minute mark. We've done this now a couple times, and it's easy to get 7, 10, 12-minute segments out of Anchor. The other thing is, if you really, really, really want to talk for 30, 40, 50 minutes, all in one whack, just get a second account with a second device. Call yourself, talk away, and Anchor will make a lovely hour-long segment for you, just like a normal phone call. For what it's worth. Bye for now.
Indeed, Bernie, that second choice was the one that I used when the call-in feature was done through dial-up. So you would get the second device, call it, mute the first one, put it away, and then you could talk for as long as you want, up to 90 minutes. Of course, you can always record offline and lift up the 90 minutes through the clip tool. As long as you don't exceed 90 minutes, you can talk for as long as you like. Just respect the time of your listener. If you're looking to do a podcast, that certainly is one solution, and that will work very nicely. Check your sound quality before you go too long, just to make sure everything sounds good, and then go right ahead. Good points. Thanks, Bernie. Jason, it's Welcome Wednesday, and I'm Avi Uniglick, your tech concierge. I wanted to welcome you to Anchor. I see that you're in the recent section, and I wanted to make sure that I called in to let you know that I'm rooting for you. I'm going to favorite your station, and if you like, you can call into my station. And if you do that with Welcome Wednesday, I call you back, and I get to interview you for a five-minute segment, and I'd be happy to, you know, feature you for Welcome Wednesday on my station. All you need to do is call in, give me a time that you'll be available, and we'll make that happen. How's that? Pleasure to meet you. I wish you much success here with your new show, and I think you're going to do great. Thanks so much for tuning in, and I look forward to speaking to you soon. Take care. Alexa, what is a conundrum?
The term conundrum means a difficult problem.
For those of you wondering why I used that term, that's what it was. It was a difficult problem, and Alexa knew, so I had to use the term. And sometimes I'll use terms that I don't even remember what the meaning is, but somehow I ran across the word, and I'll use it. So if you ever have a question about a word I use, you can always Google it or call in, and I'll give you the explanation, and maybe I'll use a simpler word next time. I didn't have to use conundrum, did I?